Helping the least of these, that's what Love Chapel is all about. And this is Keith Maddox and Friends, and I'm Keith. Sheila Tomach is here with me too. And joining us in the studio from Love Chapel is Kelly Doherty. Welcome to Bridge FM, Kelly.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, it's nice having you back in the studio to give us a bit of an update with what's going on with Love Chapel. So what's the latest?
Well, we've got some big news that's coming out right now. On May 1st, we will be introducing a new website and a new logo.
Yeah.
And the hope is that it will have a lot more resources to connect individuals with needs to the resources that they need. That is something that's going to be exciting. Love Chapel, our tagline is now going to be All Together for Good.
All together for good. I like that.
It does. I mean, we come together as a community, as a church community, as individuals to make a difference, and it's all together for good.
So you guys are having a bit of an open house when that launches,
yes,
right?
Yes, on May 1st from 1 to 5 at the Food Pantry and also at Brighter Days. We're going to do burgers and hot dogs and do a grill out there at the pantry and then at the shelter so that we encourage people to go down and take a tour there. We're going to have a snow cone company set up with a machine and free snow cones. So it should be a fun afternoon. All of our volunteers will have the new t-shirts with the new logo on it. We'll have some handouts and things like that that talk about Love Chapel and the resources that we provide.
Okay, that's great. And that new website is going to be where? What's the URL?
It's the exact same URL. It's just we flipped the switch on May 1st, but it's lovechapel-bartholomew.org. Click on there at midnight that night. It's kind of like waiting for a Taylor Swift album.
Oh, sure,
at midnight,
sure.
You wait for it to toggle,
ooh,
and then
here
boom.
Here it comes.
Hit the button.
But it's going to have a really neat resource page that not only just the resources that Love Chapel does, but it'll list out all of our community resources that we offer. It's going to have a spot for if you need help, how to get help, if you want to give help, how to donate or sign up to volunteer, and it'll all be done right there online at the website.
Okay, great. And we're in the process of redoing our partners page at our new website because we've launched our new website here recently. And so, so we'll make sure that we put the new logo for Love Chapel on there as soon as it's released.
That sounds good.
Don't want to get ahead of time.
You should get that to me ahead of time, though. That way I can flip the switch right when you guys do.
There you go.
So,
one of the neat things, too, is, you know, one of the fastest growing components of our society is the Spanish-speaking individuals. Mm-hmm. And it's got the toggle switch at the top, so you can flip the toggle switch to Spanish, and the entire website becomes in Spanish. So.
Oh, that is great. That makes it much more accessible, much easier to use for a big portion of our population.
Yes, everything as we did the design was designed to really make it easier for people to be able to access services.
Is there anything right now that you need at Love Chapel that we can help with?
Certainly the food piece is the big piece. We continue at Brighter Days to run 20 to 25 people a night, but that hasn't changed drastically. And then also our financial assistance program is continuing to be utilized, but it's not popping. But the food pantry and the need there has just been unbelievable. And I think it's a combination of inflation, gas prices, food prices, and wages just not keeping up with individuals' costs. And 2 years ago, we're serving 750 families, and we're up over 1,400 families now.
You know, that is so amazing. And one thing that we moved to this community, and the Love Chapel being the center of this kind of help is extremely wonderful. I've never been in a community that has one place that we can send people when they come to our churches, we see things in schools that we can suggest to go to Love Chapel. And I just find that to be the most amazing thing. Other communities have 5 or 6 food houses, you know, and some people here, some people there. But what you do at Love Chapel is so centered for the community. I just want to say thank you for that because, like I said, I don't think I can vouch for any other town I've lived in that has such an organized organization.
And I give all the credit back to the people who founded it back 57 years ago. Yeah. They said, you know, hey, we each worship Jesus a little bit differently, but at the end of the day, we worship Christ. And he commands us to be able to take care of others. And that is the center of what we do as we come together as the churches. We all have our differences, and that's fine. There's no one right way or one wrong way.
Right. That's right.
But we put those differences aside to be able to serve him and serve our neighbors. And we've looked at other organizations to try and do best practices and things like that. And there are very few examples across the United States where this number of churches come together. And I've had other counties come to see me and groups of churches, and they're like, how do you keep it all together? Yeah. I mean, how do you do that? And I said, everybody just understands that we're here to do good.
Yep.
And once again, it goes back to that tagline, we're all together for good. And I commend our member churches and our supporting churches for keeping it that way.
And the website URL again, and when the new one launches?
lovechapel-bartholomew.org. And you may want to wait till May 1st. The old one's pretty ugly and it's pretty basic, but this one's been professionally designed and it's going to be so much more friendly to use, but then also have so many more resources.
Kelly Doherty with Love Chapel, thank you so much for dropping by today.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.